Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Globocorp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hola, buenos dias. Good afternoon, good evening, good day. Aloha. I'm bilingual. I'm trilingual. That was three languages. That was Spanish, English, and Hawaiian. What do they call that? Samoan. If it's both Hawaiian and Samoan, then maybe I'm quadlingual and don't know it. So what's going on today? Wow. Pretty typical day here in the beautiful, hot, muggy country of Nicaragua. I didn't get to do anything today. It's typical. I just worked. So, kind of chilled out at the house, banging away on the computer, and not sure what the plan is for this evening, but I'm sure it'll involve more of that. It just won't be work. So I don't know if Zigzag's going to make it. I didn't make it last time. Internet went down about 1 or 2 in the afternoon, I suppose, and never came back up. Until much later in the evening. Actually, when the show would have ended, that's, you know, of course, exactly when the internet came back. But what sucked is I don't have Zigzag's phone number on me, on my new phone anyway. And so I couldn't call him, and he just sat here and thought that I bailed. I mean, hopefully he thought that I'd been kidnapped or murdered instead of just blowing off the show, because that's the only way. There's only two ways that I would miss doing the show. One, if I were kidnapped and murdered, or kidnapped or murdered. I guess if I'm kidnapped, I couldn't make the show either. So there's three ways. If I was kidnapped, I wouldn't make the show. If I was murdered, I wouldn't make the show. And if the internet went down, I wouldn't make the show. And that's what happened last Tuesday. The internet just disappeared. So what sucks is I couldn't tell Zigzag about it. So that's my point. I hope that Zigzag just assumed I'd been murdered or kidnapped instead of just bailing on the show. But I guess we're about to find out because it looks like Zigzag is here. Hola, Zigzag.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're alive.
I am alive.
Oh, Jesus. Why? You gave me quite a scare, Rufus.
I was kidnapped by Nicaraguan gangsters on my way across the border to Costa Rica.
So you finally made it to the Cocaine Island, or Cocaine Coast.
I did. Yeah, so the second miracle is that I came back.
Wow. Thank God, dude. I really thought something bad happened to you, that's for sure. I mean, I thought, one, either you were murdered, two, maybe you were kidnapped, and, you know, honestly, it never even crossed my mind that the internet could be down, because that kind of stuff never happened.
It does. It's 2013. I mean, the internet doesn't go down, but people get murdered and kidnapped all the time.
That is true. Well, probably more often, sadly enough, than the internet goes down.
Yes. Wow, that is probably sadly true.
You know,
I'll put some stats to back that up.
Recently, that the internet only and email only go down when you actually really, really need them.
Yes, and they only come back up as soon as you don't. Like it came back up exactly when the show would have ended. Last Tuesday, or on Tuesday.
Right. Well, I just know, like, from work stuff, if I really got something that needs to go out, I can almost count on the internet being down.
Yes, exactly. And
but I could,
yeah, that's right.
Without everything down otherwise.
Now, that sucks double for me here, because, like, I don't know all the techie words for it, but, like, our email server in Romania or whatever, you have to tell it, like, okay, email is going to be coming from Cliff's IP address, which is this, so let it through. But every time the internet goes down here, the company issues me a new IP address. So not only – I can't even email when the internet comes back on. I'm just, like, totally fucked until, you know, the next Romanian morning when they can add my new IP address to it.
So your internet is through Romania?
No, my company that I work for is in Romania.
Oh. Why, they're an overseas company?
Yeah, well, they're founded in Romania. They have an office in Tennessee, which is the one that I visited for my interview, but their HQ is in Romania.
Now, are you familiar with Shutterstock at all? I'd have to assume that you are.
Oh, yes. They're our arch nemesis.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sick. They're my arch nemesis, too, because they cost way too much money. But
exactly.
Why it's like every picture that I get from there, because, you know, I do these brochures, and I use a lot of people camping, right? Not just camping,
right.
Generally, like, fans looking like they're having fun, you know. Obviously, all actors and actresses, because sometimes they actually look like they're having fun.
Yeah, fake camping.
Right. And you can tell. It automatically, they must be based in, like, Romania or Czechoslovakia or somewhere, too, because, like, all these pictures of people camping, you can tell they're like Russian people. They don't look American at all. They actually, there's like a Russian look that I can discern now.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I don't know what that is, but a lot of like stock photography comes from like the Europe and the Scandinavias. I don't know if it's just an easy way it doesn't make you a lot of money unless you're selling a shitload of pictures, but maybe over there, because their economy
blows,
you know,
making royalty.
Yeah, or the royalty you do pay them just translates to a lot more. I don't know, but you're right. There's a lot of images that are obviously not American images, even on our website and everywhere else.
I can tell you actually what makes them different, and I can tell that they're Russian. First of all, the dude always has like crooked brown teeth that I have to Photoshop. I have to Photoshop teeth. I've become quite good at photoshopping teeth. And
did you make like a macro for it?
And the chick is always unbelievably fucking hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's like some crackhead dude wearing like a 5-year-old set of clothes and like a vest. I don't even, do people even wear vests anymore? I don't know, but they do in camping pictures out of Czechoslovakia. But the chick is always like way too hot to be with this dude.
Yeah. Wow.
Which makes the cut. Maybe that helps sell RVs, though. I don't know. Maybe it helps sell campers. I'm not sure.
But I bet it does. I mean, I'd like to go camping with a hot Russian dude.
Yeah, shit. I'd like to have dinner with a hot Russian dude. Oh, I mean chick.
You're turned on by brown teeth, huh?
Yeah, well, the good thing is I know how to fix them.
Right.
In real life, you just, like, wail back and you cold cock the guy and knock his teeth out and send him to the dentist. Sometimes I do believe that would be easier than Photoshopping the teeth.
It's just sending them to the dentist and getting it over with.
Yeah, just if you're going to be a model, dude, invest, like, 200 euros in your teeth.
Yeah. How many sales of those images do you think, by what percentage would it increase if people didn't have to be like, oh, man, I got to Photoshop the fucking teeth?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I've gone past pictures looking for other pictures because I didn't feel like Photoshopping teeth.
Absolutely. I totally believe you.
And I guess I just realized right now, though, I'm sure that the model guy, is like, fuck the American guy. Let him Photoshop my fucking teeth. I'm not getting them fixed.
Yeah, that's right. Or I wonder what the sales of those same images are like actually over in Russia. If sales are skyrocketing, it might be brown teeth is just the expected norm.
My guess is they're buying most of their pictures out of like China or somewhere.
Yeah. China has some hot babes in their pictures too.
They're like, we're going one step lower by getting our pictures from Russia, and they're like, they're going even lower. They're probably getting theirs from, like, Singapore or somewhere, Taiwan.
Yeah. And those are all hand-drawn by 5-year-olds chained in a fucking warehouse.
Yes, and they are quite, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen this. There's, like, some footage of these kids playing guitar online. They're, like, obviously Chinese, because they're, like, the best classical guitarist 3.5-year-olds you've ever seen. It's like a group of like 4 or 5 of them. And you know they just were like locked in some room somewhere, basically with a guitar saying, yeah, learn to play this or don't eat for a month.
Exactly. Yeah, those are the kids that actually learned it. You know, how many kids came before them?
That's a good point. There's probably a whole ditch full of other kids, a mass grave, probably a mass grave in the shape of a guitar.
For every one guitar virtuoso you see come out of China, there's 20 dead ones.
They make these little kids march past the mass grave on their way to like take their first guitar lesson.
The tuning pegs are just like honed and polished teeth of the children that came before them.
The neck. The sad part is they're like, it's so weird because they're playing these full-size guitars that are like twice as big as they are. And with utter ease, I must say, I was like, damn, those kids can play some fucking guitar.
They probably elongated their fingers through some weird, unnatural
stretching
medical procedure.
Mechanism. Like some stretching mechanism.
Yes.
They have to sleep with these giant things on their fingers, pulling them longer.
God damn.
And they bind their feet to keep their feet from growing so all the calcium can go to their hands.
They got tiny feet and gigantic alien hands.
I didn't know
you could divert calcium to specific bones. That's awful.
Come to think of it, they were all blind, too.
So they just learned by ear.
Yes, that's exactly right. They learned by ear. And they actually are happy to practice because that's when they don't have those mechanisms for elongating their hands on. So they like
that's
practice
right. It feels
20
good.
Hours a day.
It's therapeutic to get to move them around the guitar neck.
You know, I actually bought a new bass. It's a Junker bass. It's a Fender Squire Jaguar bass. And I figured for sure it was made in China, right? I'm like, oh, obviously for under $200, it's a decent bass, but it's made in China. And I turned it over, and I was actually relieved to see it was made in Indonesia. I was like, sweet, Indonesian.
That's right. You have less guilt about playing it now.
Yeah, I'm like, at least it wasn't made in China. Got some Indonesian quality going on.
Oh, yeah. That's some high-quality stuff.
And then my second thought was, oh, my God, Indonesia is probably worse than China.
I don't even know where Indonesia is. Is that in an Asian area, or is that like near India?
I think it's a little bit left of Indonesia.
Oh, now I got it pinpointed.
Yeah. There's Indonesia and ex-Donesia, and then there's just regular Donesia.
Isn't there Micronesia?
I do believe there is. I think that's a chain of islands, though, is it not?
I have no idea.
Maybe I'm thinking of the Aleutians or something. I know there is a Micronesia, and it's really small.
Yeah, I think it lives up to its name.
And there's the one Nesia that no one's ever heard of, and that's Amnesia. Everybody seems to forget that one.
Yeah, I went there once. I don't remember a damn thing about it.
Right, yeah. I mean, you've heard about it, or you've heard people talk about it.
Yes,
Micronesia. Yes. Go ahead. I just looked up Micronesia. It's small islands in the Pacific, so it was islands. I'm not retarded.
Okay.
Not as retarded as I thought I was.
Excellent. Well, you're quite well versed in the Nesias.
Yes, and the stands as well. There is seven stands, I do believe.
Wow. Pakistan,
isn't there?
Turkmenistan, Durkistan?
Retardistan?
Oh.
That was so tasteless. Did I just do that?
Yes, you did do that.
Oh, all right, send the hate mail to Rufus at hypersloth.radio.com.
yeah, please do. I got a filter that forwards everything to ZigZag anyway.
And I've got a filter that blocks everything, so go on ahead.
I wonder how many record contracts we just haven't received because We don't know how to deal with
there are probably quite a few because, honestly, I cannot get email at zigzag@hypersloth.com. And I have no idea why. Yes. I have no idea. I've got set up like every one. You know, I've got like 9 emails through Homestead, right? Through this Zimbra.
Right.
And for some reason, I just cannot get email there. And it drives me fucking bonkers because I'm sure there's tons of chicks out there who are like, dude, come. I want to have your baby. I want to wear, you know, your man milk. And I just I can't get back in touch with them.
You know why? It's because we're not hosting it on Homestead. I moved it to my hosting, remember?
That's right. You told me that. And you told me a way to fix that, and I totally forgot. I forgot. And you know what? I read it, and I was like, man, that seems awful fucking intricate. I'll tackle that another day.
Actually, I'm going to log into your email right now and see what's there.
Please do. Please do. I'm sure I'm getting some kind of gay porn email that it just automatically goes there, you know. I'm sure most of my spam is just gay porn.
Yeah,
somehow.
Wish.
I got on a mailing list once.
I'm sure it was a very targeted one.
Well, it's not gay if you do it with yourself, is it? Or is it?
No. No.
Oh, my God, I'm gay. Breakthrough. It's a breakthrough.
It's a breakthrough. It's loading. It says you have 136 emails. But
Are you serious?
Yes. Okay. The Chives Daily Digest. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, the Chives, all right. You should check out the Chive. The Chive.
Do you know who the Chives are?
Yeah, no, I know what the Chive is.
Really?
Okay. Check it out. It's a super cool website where they just show, like, hot chicks and funny shit. It's a great idea for a website.
What the fuck am I trying to say? You signed up.
Yes, I tried to sign up, and I used that email.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, all you've got are emails from them and then, like, Facebook notices from every time somebody did something with your Zigzag account, like, so-and-so responded to this or, you know, liked that. Yeah, that's it. Just the Chive and Facebook is all you got.
Sweet. So you, like, live on air didn't embarrass me with the gay porn. I appreciate that. I appreciate you keeping that hush-hush.
Yeah.
And that,
I'm going to put that.
And that one retard bashing site that I go to.
Retard. Man, that just got me thinking about gay retard porn, and it just kind of stumped me for a little bit.
Good shit. Oh shit!
I forgot to send you the link to that Mr. Show skit about the Taint magazine.
Oh yeah, you didn't. That's right. Please do.
I'm gonna do that right now, just because I don't forget.
Do me a favor and don't send it to my Hypersloth Radio email.
Oh, you got it. You got it. Should I set up, since I'm in here, you want me to set up something that forwards it to your DI Designs email?
Yeah, if you could do that, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it'll just forward it.
You know what, though?
Uh-huh.
I really want to check my Hypersloth Radio email. I want to go and I want it to be my dedicated, fun email.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's super easy. Look, I'm going to email you the link to that right now, and it's just the link and a password and a login. That's it.
Because,
and if,
you know, when I'll just lose all the fun stuff if I, like, have to mix it in with my regular bullshit, mundane, day-to-day work email. Where I just, like, open it up. I'm like, oh, God. What the fuck is this guy's month? You know, I almost love it when it says updated and there's nothing new.
Right.
Rarely does it do that. And rarely do I get, like, a friendly email from people like, hey, dude, just see what's going on. Usually it's some work jackass who's like, I need this fucking yesterday.
Yep.
So how are things there in Czechoslovakia?
You mean retardistan? They're great.
I can't believe you said it because actually I was going to hit it with retardistan if we kept going. I did say retardistan, didn't I? Or not?
Yes. I'll check back. I'll listen to the archive.
Yes, rewind it.
Okay, look, I just sent you an email that has your... I sent you your email login, and I sent you a link to the Mr. Show taint model skit.
As he bleaches taint?
It's, I can't describe it, man. If I describe it, I won't do it justice. It'll just be disappointing, so...
I find that hard to believe. See, I don't want to watch it on air, Rufus, because I'm weak. But I already started it.
Oh, my God.
All right, I turned it off. I turned it off. So, anyways, still the rainy season down there?
What is that?
Still the rainy season there in Retardistan?
I think it's wrapping up. It doesn't rain much anymore on a daily basis. Every now and then it'll drop a shower or two, but nothing heavy.
So basically the rainy season lasts like 1 month?
I think it maxes at 1 month. It kind of builds up over a course of three, but in the middle of that, it just dumps rain for days.
Now, have you ever like asked anybody at the bar or any of those places, have you ever said, hey, does anybody know anything about these cocaine islands? Just to see, or this cocaine coast, just to see if people know about it?
I have not. But only because usually the English people aren't waiting on me at the bar. It's always the Spanish guy. But I've never really talked to any of the patrons at all about anything. That's weird. What does that say about me?
That's pretty scary. It sounds to me like you're sitting in the corner with a scowl.
Yeah, I pretty much am.
That's a good way to keep people away, I find. People will not get close to you if you look angry all the time.
And honestly, when I'm in a bar, I don't want people close to me.
Good point. Now, maybe Jim O'Shea knows where the cocaine coast is.
You mean Brian O'Shea?
Oh, is it Brian?
I bet he does.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet he does. Wouldn't surprise me. And you know
did you guys,
the Irish.
Did you buy that big papaya or whatever that was that Levi was holding that day? Did you buy that?
No, I didn't want to get it back to the house. That was like a medium-sized one. There was literally one that was his height.
No shit.
Yeah, we probably could have like cored it out and made a little soapbox racer out of it for him.
A canoe?
Yeah, or a bed, even. But yeah, they're fucking huge.
So I did learn one thing so far on the base. It's I thought to myself, if I had to learn one thing right now, what would be? I mean, other than I think I know Journey to the Center of Your Mind halfway well, but I decided that it had to be the bass line to Barney Miller. You know the theme song to that show? Are you familiar with Barney Miller at all?
I'm very familiar with it. I'm having a fit of nostalgia, but I can't think of the how the bass line went.
Ba-ba-bum. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-bum.
Yeah.
Ba-ba-bum.
Wow. That makes me want to get a brown suit with a wide tie.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start calling you Wojo.
Do that, please.
You know what? I actually hated Wojo. I always wanted something bad to happen to Wojo. Is that sad?
That's right.
You know, I mean, was there ever those characters? You have a character who you like when you were growing up, you're watching the show, and you're just like wishing that, God, and it's supposed to be like a super popular, good character, and you're just like, God, I effing hate that guy.
Not that I can think of. There were definitely characters I hated, but they weren't the popular ones. Like, I couldn't fucking stand, who was it on Happy Days? Potsy and what was the other guy?
Ralph Mouth.
Not the Fonz. Ralph Mouth, yeah. He had his moments, but overall, it's just like, oh my God. Maybe it's because he reminded me.
You're right. No, it's because he's a ginger. You hate gingers.
That's right. How could I forget that disgusting red hair that should be obliterated from the gene pool? That needs to be bred out of the human race.
They're trying. They're trying. They're just
I'm trying.
Hanging on. Oh, yeah, that was your,
they're
that was your website. That was your website, the Ginger Front.
Ginger Front. Yeah.
That would be hilarious to set up. Like, just this kind of thing that, like, pick out as many redheaded people that, like, give redheads a bad name and, like, start some kind of I hate redheaded people group.
Ginger Front. Wow.
Ginger Front.
Yeah.
Obviously,
could have, like,
that could not be red.
No, no, not at all. It'd have a picture of Ralph Mouth with a big X on his face, and that'd be the logo.
He'd have to be wearing those goofy glasses and nose, the fake glasses and nose.
Yeah. So you have to set it up so it, like, it shows how the redheads are secretly controlling everything. So you have, like, Ralph Mouth, like, doing a marionette puppet of Obama or something.
Exactly. There just has to be one, like, one grand ginger. Maybe the grand ginger is Ralph Mouth.
Yeah, you Photoshop him in like, Bilderberg group meetings and UN meetings and be like, look.
You know, actually, you know who the ginger dragon is?
Who?
It's Richie Cunningham.
Oh, my God. You're right.
It's Opie. It's Ron Howard.
I bet we could dig some secret messages out of his movies about the gingers wanting to take over the world.
And you know what? It's got the gay sex kicker. Shit, it's sick. Yeah. These ginger people are fucking sick, Rufus.
I think we're onto something.
Yeah, I do too. I think we broke the code.
The ginger code?
Yes, the ginger code. Right, we should write the book.
Yes, we should.
And then follow it up with a really lame book that is not about Da Vinci. So I'd say you're comfortably adjusted there in Costa Rica or Nicaragua. Any new takes on what's happening there? Or is it, I mean, do they have a nightly news and stuff like that, or do you just blow all that stuff off, basically?
Yeah, I don't pay attention to anything.
How awesome. I envy you so much. I can't even tell you.
When I was in New York, that was the first I had heard. It was the first time I checked, like, U.S. news in a while, and I was like, what, are they shutting down the government? What's this Obamacare shit? What's going on? I was totally out of the loop.
They turned the government back on, just so you know.
Oh, geez, okay. That's good, I guess.
Yeah, they flip the switch and turn it back on.
So everything's perfect again.
Yes. Yeah, we're back to being the dominant world country that we are, fixing everyone's problems and borrowing money from them at the same time.
So you, who are living there, did you feel any impact from the government being shut down personally on you? Was there anything you tried to do or your family tried to do that you're like, fuck, the government shut down?
No. We didn't leave. While the government was shut down, we didn't leave the compound, Rufus. Wasn't safe out there.
You stayed down in the bunker with all the wall of guns and the jail door,
right,
just in case.
Yeah. We were holed up pretty tight.
Awesome.
We broke into a couple cans of soup, you know. We talked. We rapped. We rapped about some deep stuff.
Wow.
No,
like
I think
a nice
at one point my wife and daughter were going to go to the not the zoo. Yeah, it was the zoo, and the zoo was closed because there was no one to work at the zoo. And then we went to the beach, right? This is last Saturday. It was really nice here, unbelievably. We went to the beach, and the good part was there was no one manning the booth at the beach, so you got to park for free.
Really?
Yeah. So they didn't really
didn't
close it down. There just was no one there to take your money.
So some things got better when the government shut down, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. I'm guessing
I'm sure a lot of things.
Most things were probably better.
Now, call me dumb. Obviously, we've established that I don't know jack shit about geography, but Elkhart, Indiana has a beach?
Yeah, Elkhart, Indiana, actually there is a small beach in Elkhart, but I'm 1 hour from Lake Michigan, from St. Joseph or St. Joe, Michigan, which is on Lake Michigan. So yeah, I'm just an hour from Lake Michigan.
So it's a lake. So Lake Michigan, is that one of the Great Lakes? It's huge, right?
Yes. It's actually the largest of the Great Lakes.
So is it so big that when you're there on that beach, is it basically, it might as well just be the fucking ocean because it's so huge?
Yeah.
It's,
wow, oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
No, the lake is from where I go to Chicago is 70 miles.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a huge
lake. That just freaks me out.
Lake.
Big bodies of water. For some reason, a big body of fresh water really freaks me out. I get...
Really?
I don't know. I'm freaked out, yeah. I'm just thinking about
you sweat?
Getting out there.
Are you
and,
sweating talking
yeah.
about it?
My toes are kind of curling up.
Oh, gross. I don't think it's scaring you in a bad way. I think it's scaring you in a good way.
Well, I'm trying to divert some calcium to my fingers to help me
make
swim.
Sure. To help your fingers grow longer?
Yes.
I saw this show. Speaking of people that are scared of weird things, I saw the show the other day, and this lady had a fear of buttons.
Buttons?
Buttons. Like, and if anybody around her had, like, buttons on their clothes and stuff, she would have to leave the room, or she thought she was going to get violently ill.
What? Well, how? I mean, what? Did she explain what she thought the buttons were going to do?
They never, ever said that. And I thought to myself, God, what did someone do to this poor lady in her past that made her have this weird aversion to buttons? I don't even want to know, I don't think.
Maybe she choked on a button when she was a baby or something.
Could be. It was she was probably young in the 70s, so things were a lot faster and looser than as far as the button industry went. There was no real... There was no button FDA, the FDB.
Not till the gingers got their hands on it.
No, that's, you know what, and I was just thinking about that episode. I can't even remember what show it was, but there was also a person on there that was afraid of redheaded people.
Well, it should be.
That is the truth.
Not rational.
I'm not even kidding about that. I'm not even joking about that.
Really?
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna Google a fear of redheaded people and see if there's a name for it.
I bet you, I'm just going to bet, look up at the number of results. I bet there's over 1 million results.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Let's see. 1,130,000 even. Gingers and Titans. What is the fear of redhead called? What do you think it's called?
Ralph Mouth. A phobia?
You're not even going to believe what it's called, Rufus. It's too
easy. Okay, wait, let me... It sounds like it should be. It's not some crazy random medical word.
No.
Gingerphobia. Gingerphobia.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You're kidding me. It is
not. No, I'm dead serious. It's called gingerphobia. Finally, one thing in the world is right. Finally, something doesn't have to have some bullshit meaning.
Wow.
It makes sense.
Are you fucking with me? I'm trying to look it up. I can't find anything.
I'm dead serious. Yeah, apparently redheaded people were feared in the olden days because they were so nutty, apparently.
Well, it's like the devil in hell is red. I bet they thought it was like some mark of the fucking beast or something.
Apparently they have a lot of pain. They are good at not feeling pain, which makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because they deal with pain in their everyday life.
That's right. The stigma of being a ginger. You're right.
Yes.
Gingerphobia. Wow.
God. Carrothead. One says, in French, it's called the poil de carotte, which is carrot head.
What? Oh, my God. Listen to this.
Oh, no.
This says gingivitis is a medical condition. Gingivitis affects millions of people worldwide. Listen, affects millions of people worldwide. The symptoms of gingivitis include red hair, pale skin, and freckles, and a soulless feeling.
Shut up!
They believe they are ugly, contagious beasts, resulting in an extreme fear of such common things as... dot, dot, dot. That's just what it said in Google. It could happen to you, ginger kids. Help find a cure. The governor sends you this.
So obviously that's made up, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. It's totally not real.
Hey, it's so funny. Gingivitis. Oh, Lord, there's funny people out there, Rufus. There's other funny people out there. It's good to know.
There is. Yeah, it makes me feel good.
Makes me have hope for the world yet. I mean, obviously there's only a handful of us out there, but it's just good to know we're out there.
The Ginger Kids Foundation.
So, you know, I got your email, and I did look at the nominees for the Hall of Fame. And
oh, yeah.
They should just change the name to the Music Hall of Fame, shouldn't they?
I was thinking about that today, because... it's not really about rock and roll anymore. There might be some in there, but it's not like it's rock and roll. They should either do that or just make another Hall of Fame for every other kind of genre, like hip-hop Hall of Fame or whatever.
Where would they put that?
Yeah,
in
you're
Detroit?
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they had to have some pretty tight security on it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'd probably get
if a ginger kid bites me, what should I do?
Chop your arm off. They're reverse zombies.
The reverse zombie.
This ginger kid bites me. You should see the picture of the redheaded people they have on Wikipedia. Good stuff.
Oh, jeez.
I shouldn't laugh, though, because in case my neighbor is watching, he's a redheaded kid who's like 22, and I know he could kick my ass.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so sorry about that. Sorry. Obviously, his name is Sean, so go figure he's a ginger.
Okay, here's a common myth. Here's a common myth and the actual fact about gingers. The myth is gingers don't have souls, okay? The fact is that gingers earn a freckle for every soul they steal.
Oh, my God. No wonder people don't trust them.
No kidding. They're soul stealers.
You know, stereotypes are funny, Rufus, because they're true.
That's right. I mean, that's
so obviously there's some truth to that. Obviously. They've always been discriminated against, though. That's, you know, because people are just straight up scared of them, which is smart.
Yeah. Which is, well, they steal souls.
People can tell. People can just tell that gingers cannot be trusted.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Just going to say that something you said earlier reminded me of something, which was is how we got the gingers currently. Was you talking about irrational fears of buttons and stuff?
Yeah.
I have two legitimately irrational fears that really fucking plague me. Like if they enter my mind, I can't stop thinking about it, and it drives me nuts. One is that, like, so many things can go wrong with your vehicle. Like randomly, a fuse will go out, or, you know, your radio will just turn off, or that kind of stuff. I seriously have a fear that I'll be just driving along casually, minding my own business, and then some short circuit will happen, and without any warning at all on the highway, my airbag will just explode in my face. And
not irrational fear. Huh? I don't see any reason why that couldn't happen.
Exactly.
I'm sure it probably happens 500 times a day.
I really don't want to hear it. Luckily, I don't drive anymore. But
you don't drive.
My other rational fear. Well, we don't have a car. I got nothing to drive.
All right. That's what I'm saying. You don't drive.
Yeah, but my other rational fear is that I'll go to like a fast food place, either drive through or pick it up or whatever, and some teenage kid will just get a hair up his ass as a joke, and will just dump a whole little vial of Ipecac in. You know, whatever my drink is.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's an irrational fear. You know why?
Why?
Because you're not a cop.
Good point. Good point.
Now, if you were dressed as a cop, I could see someone doing that. Otherwise, yeah. I think you're pretty safe. If you ever read, like, in the paper where someone spits at someone's sandwich and stuff or does vile things to their food at the drive-thru, like, it's almost always a cop.
Yes, it is.
Now, Aaron Turner from the Retarded Geniuses, were those cops that he poisoned?
No, I think they were just dudes. He was, God, man, that guy was so fucking insecure. I think they just stood up straighter and taller than him, and it pissed him off, you know?
Right, and they probably weren't confused about their sexuality either. I'm guessing that had something to do with it.
That's right. Actually, their presence probably confused Aaron.
Wait a minute. Maybe. I don't think he was confused about his sexuality. I think he just didn't want to tell anybody about it.
Yeah.
Which caused him to overcompensate.
Yes, indeed.
So where are you coming to us live from today, Rufus, as far as in your house, in your casa?
I am in the bedroom, and I've got a closet. I'm in a closet, actually, that it doesn't have, like, doors or anything. It's hard to explain, but I've got it lined with foam, so I can actually do, like, voice bullshit in here. And I'm a little wooden table that we picked up for like $8. And
So that's the one I saw in the video?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. I've rearranged it slightly, but that's it, yeah.
So where are your wife and son today?
They were home until right before the show, and they left to go to the market.
I'm telling you what, I got to be honest with you. I was worried about your little dog when I watched you walk to the market.
he was worried about himself. We carried him a lot.
I was going to say, those cars zip on those roads, man. That's crazy. Is there laws? Is there, like, driving laws there or not?
There's driving suggestions. I mean, even the signs are kind of like, you know, you stop
they're in
if cartoon. You have no choice.
They're like cartoon signs.
There's really no, like, so-and-so has the right-of-way. It's more like, just fucking pay attention to what's going on. It's pretty hectic.
So, maybe you should just buy an old enough car that doesn't have an airbag in it.
That's not a bad idea, really. But I got a feeling I might need an airbag here.
And some lap belts. Or maybe no belts at all.
No. I've yet to see people wearing seatbelts. Dude, there's people. So motorcycles and bicycles are a huge form of transportation here, even for families. And you'll see a guy driving the motorcycle down. On the handlebars is his, like, little, you know, 1-2-year-old daughter just hanging onto the handlebars. And his wife's on the back. Or a guy will be pedaling along in his bicycle. And, like, between his legs sitting on the bar is his wife, and she's holding a baby. And
you've got to get a picture.
That's interesting.
Of that.
Yeah, I will for sure. But your regulations are not as stringent.
They're not tight. You know, do you have to get a driver's license there, or I mean, would you have to, or is that just like go for it? You look old enough to drive.
I think it's pretty much that. Actually, we hung out with some people last night that are from California, and their house is right up the road. And they did buy a vehicle when they got here, and I was talking to him about, you know, getting pulled over and stuff. He's been pulled over like 3 times. He said, whatever license you have from the states, as long as it's valid, is usually good enough. And what they'll do is, like, the cop will write you a citation, but he'll keep your license and give you the citation. He'll take your license with you. And to get it back, you have to go to court and pay the fine, and then you get your license back. But what a lot of the cops will do is they'll say, like, look, if you go through all this hassle, the fine's going to be like $500. How about you just give me $200 and we'll just forget it? And that's like a common thing, is you just pay $200 to the cop and you're off the hook.
You know, I actually read that somewhere, and it actually was in Nicaragua, that a guy had flown in there. I was just doing some research a while back just because you were moving there. And they decided to rent a car instead of take a shuttle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they got pulled over. right? And then they did exactly what you're saying. The guy, like, basically asked for a bribe, and they paid him off. And then they drove for, like, 2 more minutes, and another cop pulled him over and did the same thing.